Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's read the scripture before we pray over the tithes and offering. So as we seek to understand the times, our journey begins with a heart of gratitude and consistent communion with God. This foundational posture of thanksgiving and reliance on the Lord opens our spiritual eyes to discern His will and comprehend the season He places us in. Amen. Let's read this scripture first. Psalm 116, verse 17. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Our offerings are thanksgiving, our tithes are worship. So let's pray. We thank you, Father, bring the tithes as worship unto you, acknowledging all that we have is yours. All the blessings are from you. Thank you, Father. The offerings that we bring, offerings of thanksgiving, we thank you, Father, for multiplying back to us in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Understanding the times is such a... Today we're going to study understanding the times. Authority must be guided by understanding. Amen. Using our authority, be it a natural authority or spiritual authority, we have to be guided by understanding. For example, you know, we have authority over demonic spirits. That doesn't mean every time somebody, a demon possessed or oppressed, that we cast a demon out. So we must understand, must have this understanding, why not cast it out? Then once we have the understanding, then it may not be time. It may never be time to cast it out. This is one example. Another example is, Goying was leading the young adults in prayer. And then she was praying for the young people and for Nicole. She just saw suddenly a gate, just a railway she saw in the vision. In prayer, you saw in the vision that, you know, railway crossing that is blocked, you know, because the train is coming, so the car cannot cross. So it was blocked, and then there's a cross sign. But once the cross sign lifted, the gate lifted, then the car can cross the railway track. So the moment it just lifted, then she found a job. Praise God. Not only found a job, had much favor with the executive director. Praise God. So when it's God's timing is that, it's like this, you have favor and the favor will pursue you. They want to offer her a job quickly so that nobody else snatch her from this executive director. Praise the Lord. When the timing is right, amen, you also have favor and the grace of God. So it's such a understanding the timing. So what we have already established so far is in the previous messages, we laid a powerful foundation for the believer's life in Christ. And before we can understand this such a anointing, we must remember what God has already declared over us. So what we have already established is our identity in Christ. We are sons and daughters, co-heirs with Christ, co-heirs, whatever is Jesus is mine. Amen. Citizens of kingdom of heaven. We also establish our position in Christ, seated with Him in the heavenly places as a position of authority, spiritual authority. And even natural authority are influenced by spiritual authorities. For above all principalities and power. So we are seated with Christ far above all principalities and power. These are demonic powers, referring to demonic powers, demonic spirits. And because we are seated above, we have authority over them, so we do not fear them. We just need to know the right time to deal with it, especially over somebody else. One understanding is somebody is oppressed by demons. You must understand why this person opened the door for demons and evil spirits. If the person don't, if we understand, if we counsel and advise the person to shut the door, if the person doesn't want to shut the door, we don't cast it out. We don't deal with it. Else it will be worse. So we have established our authority in Christ, delegated legal right. It's our legal right. It's a spiritual authority. It's our legal right and the power to operate mightily in the spiritual realm. This is our covenant. The covenant that Jesus established with us. Amen. See the right hand of the Father. That means we have authority over demonic spirits, over the realm of the spirit. It's our legal right. Legality, legal, the law is not just for nature. They are spiritual law. Amen. In fact, the case law applied in the natural realm, in the land, is also a spiritual law. I'll explain to you after the camp. What's the case law? Every law in the natural is actually the spiritual law. They transcribe spiritual law into natural law and apply it in the land that we live in. For example, power attorney is a law of power attorney. There's another law, it's called case law. case law is not just you study law school, you're so clever with the definition of the case law, so you apply the case law on earth. The judges apply the case law all the time. But case law is also a spiritual law that must be applied in the realm of the spirit. But not today. Today I won't talk about it. So we have authority over demonic spirits, power to bind and loose, and spiritual dominion over our homes, workplaces, nations, and ministries. This is a glorious truth that empowers us to live victoriously. Amen. Especially, you know, in the workplace when there are people who they used to be nice to you, suddenly they come against you. Don't think in the natural only. Why this guy suddenly just come against you? For all you know is there's something coming up God has planned for you, and the devil is using the person to come against you to block you, block your promotion or block or whatever. So authority needs direction, not just against demonic spirits, but natural authority needs direction. For example, in the natural, you are CEO, you have authority, but you need direction. You can plan your own direction, or you can seek God for direction for natural. And in fact, a couple of years ago, before AI becomes so hot now, I told somebody in the church, I said, get your daughter into it, study it. He said, ah, no lah. You know, when the time comes, everybody's into it. So, you know, everybody also know AI. And no lah, I don't want her to go and study. I said, worse. Everybody into it, your daughter's not, it's worse. I told him way before, it's so hot now. How did I know? You perceive it in your spirit, amen? And why? Because I was using my authority. I have the authority, and God kind of helped me to discern, you know, what's coming up. I didn't know it's so hot now. It's so hot now, AI. It's hotter than the internet era. The way they pay people, oh my God, it's obsession. Many years ago, when I was in university, I studied AI. That time is really infant stage. Cannot even take off yet at the time. So authority needs direction. 1 Chronicles 12:32. Let's go back to this scripture of the sons of Issachar. Sons are all chiefs. There are 200 chiefs of this tribe called Issachar who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. The chiefs were 200 and all their brethren were at their command. You see, understanding direction, God can give you understanding of the technology direction that's going way before it takes off. So God can give you direction. Then you have authority to actually execute over your life. You understand the direction where the whole world, the direction the world is going concerning technology. Then you know you have authority to govern your own life, to gear it towards that direction. Praise the Lord. And today, today and age, if you don't use AI in any area of your life, you can be in a disadvantage. You know, Barry was telling me in his work, he used AI to do coding. All the old engineers all resisted him. I said, there's a bunch of them. So raw power without precise direction can be ineffective or even misdirected. The sons of Issachar provided us with a profound biblical model. They understood the times and knew exactly what Israel ought to do. This is the missing dimension many believers have not yet unlocked. Amen. So for people to move on with time, you have to not only understand time, but you have to have a mindset always ready to adapt to changes, accept changes. Maybe you are in the medical profession, maybe don't need because the body all the same. I know you still need because they all have new instruments. The new instruments, many years back, they really used robots to do surgery. I'm very sure they're going to incorporate AI in all their instruments. Amen. So the main thing is to be able to move with time. You not only understand the time you have to, you understand it's time, but you don't move because you're so fixed. You're so comfortable in your comfort zone. You're so fixed. You're so comfortable. You resist changes. You never move on. You pay the price. So understanding time is spiritual in the first place. To you personally, you have the authority to govern your own life. Nobody else has. Amen. Then when you understand the time, then you need to use your authority to govern your own life in accordance to the time that you're moving into. So the meaning of Issachar understanding, the Hebrew words is being. The word for understand here means to separate, to distinguish, to discern. People who are mentally lazy, they don't use their mind to discern. To discern what is going on in the natural world, you have to use your mind. But you have to use your spirit also. Your spirit has to learn to listen to God, to follow. Because he will lead you according to the time and seasons we are moving into. So the word understand means to separate, to distinguish, and to discern. Amen. Understanding doesn't mean just, I understand, what does this mean? But you must be able to discern, to distinguish. You know, once you understand the time, you must distinguish, you know, what's it for? You must discern the time. Where are you? Where are you placed? Are you, you know, the time is coming. Are you moving into, are you moving backward? So you must be able to discern where you are, where you are at. Are you at the door to enter into a new season, or are you, you know, way behind the season that is coming up? What made Issachar unique? The sons of Issachar understood both the sacred teachings of God's word and the world in which those teachings needed to be applied. So whatever we teach here cannot be applied in the natural world. We are wasting our time. That's why I don't go into wild bombastic Hebrew words, Greek words, but I just need to understand what it means. That's all. Next question is how to apply to our lives. Amen. Dios samara amsko nombre. Two critical dimensions. Issachar's revelation. One, understanding the times. Next thing, knowing what to do. If you know the season is coming up and you don't know what to do, it's a problem. You know what to do and you do nothing about it, it's another problem. If you know it's time for you to move, you have to go and study somewhere else. You have to move. Amen. Don't stay here. Don't stay in Singapore. But once you move, you must understand why God moved you. God moves you from another country to here. You better understand why you move here. If you don't understand, then just go back in the wallowing in the yesteryears, in the past. So, understanding the time, spiritual discernment, recognizing the sacred seasons and movements of God. It's not just the movement of God, the movements of the devil, the movement of God. What people are moving. What people are doing, you understand now, if you follow the Iran war, you know the time has changed. Times has changed. So knowing what to do, strategic direction, having absolute clarity on the appropriate action to take at the right time, in the right way. So we can have prophetic insight. God can give us insight. And prophetic insight was never meant to be an end itself, but a prompt to timely obedient action to act. When God speaks, we have to act. And we must understand the time. Thank you, Jesus. So many believers possess knowledge and genuine desire to act, yet still lack clarity of timing and strategic direction. The Issachar anointing fills exactly this gap. Amen. Understanding the time, seasons, what you are seeing in the natural, but actually seasons are spiritual. So there are spiritual seasons. Amen. So understanding the time, spiritual seasons of warfare, times calling for aggressive, targeted spiritual engagement and bold prayer. Season of building, time for constructive, foundational work, laying the structure God has ordained. Now this principle can be applied in the natural or in the spiritual. Amen. In the church, there are times of construction, times of building. Amen. Praise God. And the season you're going through, sometimes there are people, you know, in this church, they are going through a season, hopefully it's a short season of dryness. You need to know what to do. In the first place, you need to admit, you need to discern, you need to admit that actually spiritually you're dry. Then you need to do something about it. You cannot continue. Amen. To understand the time means for far more than awareness of current events. It requires a deep spiritual sensitivity to how God moves across appointed seasons and strategic movements. Now, for example, I said, you know, people are concerned about, don't know what's going to happen with the Iran war. And my understanding is something good is going to come out of it because Jesus is not coming back yet. Amen. So before Jesus comes back, God has turned things around. The church prays. Churches are praying, not just us. Amen. All over the world. So God will turn the situation around and it's going to be good. Jesus needs to come back. Before he comes back, this world won't be destroyed. So understanding the time and know what to do. Must understand, you know, the times of the rapture of the church. It's not going to be, we're not going to go through tribulation. So before tribulation, we're going to be raptured. That's also understanding the times. You understand the wrong time, you get into fear, you get the wrong, make wrong decisions. And seasons of waiting, times demanding, patient trust in God's perfect schedule, resisting the urge to rush ahead. Seasons of waiting. Amen. In the natural and the spiritual, is the same. There are seasons of waiting. Sometimes we just need to wait. Then Barry has to wait because he's on contract now. He has to wait for 3 years for the contract to be over. Seasons of breakthrough, Kairos moments, moment ordained by God, require both faith, persevering prayer, and decisive action. So you must understand the seasons of time, times of waiting. Times of waiting are not passive times. You must understand what you're waiting for. You're waiting for a promotion to come. You better don't be lazy during the time of waiting. Understand? So you must also understand you don't mess things up. You don't stir up a chaos in your workplace if you know there's a promotion coming up. And you really have to know, have wisdom, and understand what to do. Understand the time. During this time of waiting, you get persecuted. Somebody else come against you, in your colleagues. You must understand. You must know what to do. You're in a time of waiting. But you also must know what to do. When somebody else is coming against you, what are you going to do? So knowledge versus understanding, a vital distinction. So we are talking about Issachar. The title is Understanding the Times, all right? Acting too early, rushing ahead of God's perfect timing, moving in zeal before the season has fully arrived, like planting seeds in winter, genuine effort, but little fruit. But there are certain fruits you can plant in winter. I forgot what which one. I think it's fig. So there's a profound and practical difference between knowing the truth and understanding its timing. You may fully know that you have authority in Christ. You have authority as a CEO, authority as a head of the division. And yet without Issachar understanding, you still can fall into one of these three pitfalls. These three pitfalls. One is acting too early. Two, acting too late. Missing a God-ordained window of opportunity through hesitation. And sometimes God can lead you to invest. And then, you know, and that's one of the most difficult things. Sometimes you're not too sure because of the natural forces is against what God is saying. Ah, man, you can miss it. You can miss the window of opportunity through hesitation, delay, or inability to recognize the perfect moment, Kairos moment, when it appears. Amen. Or acting in the wrong way, right time, wrong way, applying authority in a manner not aligned with God's specific strategy. That means wrong approach. Even with the right motive and genuine power, the approach is misaligned. You can get you in trouble. So Issachar's anointing bridges this gap between the knowing the truth and its effective, timely, impactful application. That's why we need to pray. You know, when you pray much, you know, it helps. I know maybe at home you're too busy to pray, then we have prayer after service, right? Also for the young people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. So now, Jesus is the perfect model of divine timing. He also go according to timing. John chapter 2, verse 2, my hour has not yet come. At Cana, Jesus understood precisely his moment for public ministry had not yet arrived because the mother asked him to turn water into wine. He said, why you bother me? My time is not yet. The Heavenly Father allowed him, had the Holy Spirit manifest through him, and then he did turn water into wine. But even though it was not time, amen, he waited for the Father's signal. So because the mother asked him to turn water into wine, so he did it, amen. Now he's referring to his time for his ministry was not yet. That's why the first 30 years of Jesus' life, you hear nothing about his life. Except when he was 12, and when he was 12, he was at the temple when he was 8 days old. When he was younger, you know, he was circumcised when he was born. Other than that, we hear nothing about Jesus' ministry. That's the problem with a lot of preachers, you know. They just run. They think, oh, yesterday was the time. They're always out of money. Don't have enough money, they always come and use faith to pressure the church to give. And John 12, verse 23, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be crucified. Glorified. We talk about his crucifixion. He knew. He knew when the time was not. He knew that when the time is. Amen. Later, he recognized the exact Kairos moment for his ultimate sacrifice and triumph and moved decisively. Amen. Jesus was always on time. God is always on time. When you are in His timing, you always have favor. Supernatural favor, great favor with man, with God, with man, and with those around you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So it's very important that we always move in God's timing. Amen. Discerning through the Holy Spirit, that's how we know the timing. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. That's how He always reveals things. Through His Spirit, Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit only reveals things in our spirit. He does not speak to our mind. He speaks to our spirit. He does not speak with a natural audible voice. He speaks with a spiritual voice, and only way to hear your spirit, hear that voice. Amen. And that voice can come to your mind. The information can come to your mind. But he goes through your spirit. And sometimes He speaks when the audible voice is so loud that it sounds like it's from the outside, but it is not. Why? If it is from the outside, anybody else beside you can hear also. But it can be so loud that yet you heard as if it's a natural voice, but yet others cannot hear. That means it's still in your spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to speak. That's where you're going to discern what He's saying. So what God is doing, you discern what He's doing, His current movements, purposes, active agenda in the earth right now. Amen. Praise God. The technology we are moving into, God has a part in it. He's the one who created it in the first place on this earth. And man discovered it. It's the Holy Spirit that helps us to discern what season you are in, guiding you to respond appropriately to the present spiritual climate surrounding you. So you have to discern spiritual climate. You go, you travel, you go places. You need to discern the spiritual climate of that place. Amen. There are places that are very demonic. If you sense it, you don't feel good, you don't go into it. So one action is required. The Holy Spirit will help us to discern. Specific, actionable, spirit, breath, insight for effective ministry and daily living concerning you. So the Holy Spirit is the indispensable source of Ishachar understanding. Without Him, we only rely on human logic, limited reasoning. With Him, we operate in revelation, a divine unveiling of God's perspectives, plans, and perfect timing. So we combine both. We discern from Him, but at the same time, we also do not discard our natural understanding, natural wisdom, and natural understanding of the times. Just like you look at the seasons, in the winter time, unless you go skiing, then don't go to a cold country. What are you doing? You're discerning the time. But if you want to go skiing, you also must discern the time. You don't go when there's no snow, it's all ice, correct? You want to have snow, you don't want to have ice. Skiing, you don't want to have ice, you want to have snow. Amen? So, He will help you to discern so that you will know what to do and doing it. You know what to do in speaking, declaring. Issachar did not only understand the times, they acted. 200 chiefs. Understanding without action is incomplete and ultimately ineffective. Once the Spirit grants insight, our authority demands a decisive obedience response. So first thing is we speak. After we pray, when God speaks, we get direction and we hear whatever He says. Then we declare. We declare God's word and His promises with authority over situations. Now, case law is about applying the spiritual, is actually declaring. Amen. Declaring the precedence. So, knowing what to do, praying with precision, spirit-led power, and not mere religious routine. Else, that's why a lot of them don't understand how to discern. They pray, you know, and they still, they are dry. You pray, you don't obey, you get dry, because you won't speak anymore. There's not going to be any flow. What to do, knowing what to do, next thing is waiting. Exercising godly patience and trust when the Spirit signals a season of stillness. He says, it's time. Just wait. Amen. It's not time to move. So it's very important. That's why even though now the market is very hot with AI jobs, but you don't want to simply move because Meta, Google, they retrenched people, AI engineers before. Before that, they hired them like crazy. Then after that, they retrenched them. So you want to discern the time. Amen. Even though it's hot now, If you don't know the season you're in, for example, nowadays graduates, their starting pay is different from 20 years ago. If you don't understand, then you're going to ask for peanuts pay, then you get peanuts. You ask for one peanut, they give you two peanuts, you're so happy, but it's still peanuts. So you need to understand the time, the season you are in. Amen. Then once you understand what to do, it's time to move, you need to move. Taking bold, practical steps, obedience, when the perfect moment has arrived. So the key is always the right action at the right time. It is the very essence of strategic spiritual living. You are a spirit, amen. Even though you make decisions in the natural to govern concerning your own life, it's still a spiritual living. If you discern, you trust the Holy Spirit, you pray, learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, learn to discern with the Holy Spirit, you are living a spiritual living. Amen. Strategic authority, the power, alignment, when authority is guided by understanding. When authority is guided by understanding, it becomes directed, aimed at specific targets. It becomes intentional, purposeful, never accidental. It becomes purposeful, aligned with God's overarching goals. Amen. So random actions, no matter how zealous, produces limited results. But strategic action, born of divine insight, produces maximum kingdom impact. In your workplace, you are impacting your workplace for God, the spiritual environment. And the danger of misaligned authority, when authority is exercised without understanding, the consequences are painful and predictable. So the danger of misalignment, when authority is exercised without understanding, the consequences are painful and predictable. Effort increases, but results decreases. But energy, much energy, little fruit. Believers experience frustration, confusion, and spiritual fatigue. And prayers feel like they are hitting a ceiling. Not because of lack of power, but lack of alignment. So we're not in line. Align. So Issachar's anointing prevents this spiritual burnout by ensuring our efforts are precisely targeted and seasonally appropriate. So understanding the times, understanding what we should do, understanding what we must do, that's strategic. Strategically using your authority, then you're aligned. You're aligned with God's timing. You're not only knowing what He wants you to do, what you should do. Thank you, Jesus. Issachar, kingdom leadership. In ancient Israel, the sons of Issachar did not merely serve themselves. They guided a nation. Likewise, believers who walk in the dimension of understanding become invaluable kingdom assets to every community they touch. You influence direction. Amen. Providing wise counsel and prophetic insight that shapes the course of ministry, families, and communities. Your own families? So authority does not just apply in the church, it applies in the corporate world. How about your family? Amen. It provides clarity, cutting through confusion and uncertainty with the sharp sword of Spirit revealed truth. Word of God that revealed to you, spoken to you, becomes the sword of the Spirit. Amen. It's where when you guide your family, when you counsel your children, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So you want the best for your children. You don't depend on your own. You totally rely on His timing and knowing what He wants you to do. And then you will lead with insight, guiding others according to God's revealed will, with foresight, navigating complex situations with divine precision. That's what the programs of the church is doing. Amen. So you better be careful before you come against the programs of this church because of your carnal self. Prayer after service, the youth, young adults prayer, faith kids prayer, the prayer group, the church camp prayer mission is a prayer mission. The prayer KL is a prayer mission. We pray for the youth, it's all for the youth. For the children, it's for the children. Amen. Thank you, Father. Last week, you remember I shared about the fighter pilot prayer group prayed out. Good judgment. I didn't know that he's having a military exercise and his fighter plane tire burst and caught fire. I thought he was on the runway, caught fire. This is easier. It took off. He took off, caught fire. So then my next thought is, what if the wheel on fire and he folded in? So the co-pilot behind him knew better, right? He said, hey, thank God you make the right decision to land. You save both our lives. So you know, amen. And the Friday night prayer, I prayed out the word, pray for him, good judgment, because his father said, pray for him. And the father didn't even know that Tyre is going to catch fire. Selamon chanambre, shtiriyat samar hopte. Inskunomle. Next year, church camp. Thank you, Father. So let's look at the complete picture of authority, power, and understanding. God's design for the fully empowered believer is not one-dimensional. It is the integration of three vital, indispensable components, each dependent on the other for maximum kingdom effective. So when authority, power, and understanding come into full alignment, the believer becomes a potent. You know, there are a lot of things you will never know, you never understand, because you don't see it. And this understanding referring to revelation from the Holy Spirit, that we discern from the Holy Spirit. He gives us the understanding, the time, the things that's going on, the time and seasons we are in. Amen. And that's why we're praying, so that we pray, we know ahead of time. So you have authority, you have power, you know, understanding, no use. That's why our company, you become a CEO, so what? You don't understand the time, you're known, you don't know how to lead the company into the season that's coming up. So when authority, power, and understanding come into a full alignment, the believer becomes a potent, precisely the right directed force for God's kingdom on earth, neither striving nor idle, but moving in perfect step with heaven. Amen. Then when we have understanding of the time and know what to do, then we'll move from reaction to revelation. The shift from reactive to revelational living is not a matter of intelligence or spiritual superiority. It's a matter of intimacy with the Holy Spirit and deliberate choice to seek understanding before we act. Amen. So many believers live this way, reactive living, respond to problem now. That's why those churches, every time something happened, then they pray. Oh, this happened, this happened to me, my family, then pray. After, oh, thank God for His mercy. I mean, the kind of testimony I don't want. I want to pray so that you receive revelation before things happen. I told you that in this church, it's still fresh and the Spirit of God is still moving. That's why my testimonies are fresh. Last week only, I prefer that kind of testimony. Revelation, then things happen. When we have revelation, things that happen, when we know God already taken care of it already. God already has taken care of the situation. Amen. Because we receive revelation before things happen. Then our confidence, our faith in the Heavenly Father is He has taken care of it, the matter already. Amen. That's why He gave us a revelation one. So reactive living, responding to problem only as they arises. Because you don't pray in tongues, this is what happens. I guarantee you. Reacting to pressure from circumstances and crisis, pressure comes. And reactive to living, acting out of urgency rather than divine leading. Urgency is suddenly. Reactive living, guided by human insight, always a step behind, always behind time. Revelation living, the Issachar way, is living from inside. Inside, receiving revelation from the Lord, Holy Spirit, not in response to pressure. Guided by God's foresight rather than human reaction. Amen. Guided by God's foresight. He will show you. He will tell you things to come. Amen. Anticipating God's move and aligning proactively and operating from a divine perspective, and you will always be ahead. So the shift from reactive to revelation living is not a matter of intelligence or spiritual superiority. It's a matter of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So people who understand the time and know what to do are Issachar believers. They know who they are. They're secure in identity as sons and daughters of the Most High God. If your security is in your sons of God, not because of your status in the world. If you always think, the higher status, you feel inferior, then you have a problem. You don't know who you are in Christ. Amen. You don't know who you are. You are the sons of God. So why should you feel inferior? You walk in authority, exercise delegated dominion of Christ in every sphere of life. So God is raising up a generation marked by the Issachar anointing. These believers do not move blindly or act randomly. They are defined by these four hallmarks. One, they know who they are. They walk in authority. Amen. They are empowered by the Holy Spirit, fueled by the Holy Spirit, power for supernatural works and divine revelation. Amen. And they operate with understanding, moving with clarity, precision and purpose, perfectly aligned with God's eternal plan. Praise God. Then you don't let the devil oppress you, make you depressed, because you know who you are in Christ, and you don't need to compare with your friends or other people with higher status. They have wealth status, whatever status. Praise the Lord. So understand the time you're in. Amen. When you're starting off, that means what? You're not there yet. Right? You're just starting off after graduation or just going to school. That means you're not there yet. Don't go and compare. Don't go and compare people. My friends and your friend's father is far richer than your father. Doesn't mean you should feel inferior compared to them. You shouldn't. If you feel inferior, you feel, you know, I'm not where my friends are, then you have a problem. You inflict upon yourself. Problem you inflict upon yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah.